KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Electricity and Energy Minister says the country's achieved a significant milestone. We've gone through the longest stretch of uninterrupted power supply in 5 years.
So what does this statement mean? Two things. The first one is that, of course, load shedding is still an area that requires intervention. I did say to the country that at the right time when we are meant to call it, we'll call it that is over. But I'm not in that situation to make that firm pronouncement. I can't make that absolute statement.
José Antora Mokgopa has been briefing the media this morning on the finalization of their integrated resource plan and Eskom's prepaid metering rollover program. He says the grid's performing exceptionally well and has so far exceeded expectations. The ministers added that they'll continue to maintain facilities over the coming summer months.
We're at about 7,000 megawatts, 6,900 megawatts of planned maintenance. So it's important that there's that appreciation that as planned maintenance go up, as we go into the summer period, demands going down, the system, the improvement still continues relentlessly. So we're able to see that this is something that is resilient.
Officials in Kutu in northern KZN have made a request for relief resources from COGTA. Weather-related disasters over the past 3 years have left the community reeling. Mayor Lindukuhle Shabalala says the recent heavy rains have made the situation worse. He was speaking at an event where a water tanker and streetlights were handed over to the Ward 9 community yesterday.
We are hit hard by storms and wildfires in our area of Ngutu. As on the 5th to the 8th of November this year, we were again hit by a storm and our roads were damaged. We are pleading with the MEC that if there are situations like this, he must also remember us as a community of Ngutu.
And Donald Trump is continuing to select his top team. The U.S. president-elect has nominated wrestling mogul Linda McMahon to lead the Education Department when he enters the White House, an agency he's promised to dismantle. He's also chosen Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to oversee the Commerce Department. Former TV talk show host and heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz is his pick to look after an agency for health insurance programs. A recap of our lead story this hour. The Electricity and Energy Minister says the country has achieved a significant milestone. We've gone through the longest stretch of uninterrupted power supply in 5 years. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.